The Gemara in Daf Tesvav on the base brings down a story with Rabbi Eliezer that he was Yoshev Vidarish. He was giving a shir on Yom Tov, giving a very long shir, and at one point people started leaving. So one group started leaving. He got upset and he says that you guys are Bali Patasin. You guys are very into your barrels of wine and your food, and you're more into the food than hearing the shir. Another group left, also Bali Chavias. He kept on referring to them all as people that are involved in their gashmias and are not willing to give it up for hearing the shir on Yom Tov. Finally, there was one group that stayed mamish almost all the way till the end of the shir, and then they couldn't take it anymore either, and they started leaving in the middle of the shir. Yischilu kas shishis latze. So the sixth group started leaving mamish right before the end of the shir, and he got upset at them, and he says, "Halalu balim me'era, you guys are balim me'era, you guys should be cursed." And then finally the shir was over. After they left, he went on for a little more, and the shir was over. And the question is, it seems to be that he treated those who stayed all the way to the end worse than the group that left in the beginning, the people left in the beginning. He says, you guys are into your food, into this, into your wine, but he didn't say more than that. But the group that stayed all the way to the end, he called them Bali Me'era. He says, you should be cursed. These people were on a higher level. They stayed almost to the end, and then they left. Why did they get a stronger Musa from him, from Abu Lazar, than the first group? And I once saw a beautiful hezer from the Stipler. This is brought down in the Sefer Pnina, Rabbeinu Akilas Yaakov. He explained like this. He said, you see an important insight from this Gemara. He says that when a person has a connection to Kedusha, a connection to Torah, he spends a lot of time there, and he reaches higher madrigas, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects more from him. A person who has no shaychus, has no connection, he's not on that same level, Hashem will treat him accordingly. But if a person who is immersed in Torah and Kedusha, and he reaches a certain level, then Hashem will expect even more from him. So the first group, they left right away, they're into their food, and Blazer felt they don't have any hasaga, they don't know what it means to stay in the shir for so long. So he didn't give them such a big klala, he just said, you're Bali Patasin. But the last group, they stayed almost all the way to land. That means that they had hasagas in connection to Kedusha and to Torah, but the longer they stayed, the more they grew, and they reached higher levels. And then, when even they left, so Reb Leza said that that's you guys are Bali Me'era. A person who's on such a level, he should know better, he shouldn't leave. And what he man from them, what he demanded from them, was even greater than what he demanded from the first group. And I think maybe there's somewhat of a marker to this aside from the Ramban in Chumash. Ramban says, explaining why a Nazir brings a carbon, you know, what chet did another Nazir do? So the Ramban says that since he was living a life of Kedushin, of Ruchnius, he was detached from Gashmius, and now he's going back to the Olam HaChulin when his Nazirus is over, that's a chet, and for that he has to bring a carbon, for going back to the Olam HaChulin. And the question is, what about everyone else who never became a Nazir? They're always living in the Olam HaChulin. Why don't they have to bring a chetas? And I think the Ramban is saying the same idea, that a regular person, you're in the Olam HaChulin, you don't know there's a life beyond that. You don't know what it means to be a Nazir and to be disconnected from everything. It's not a tain on you, but a person who experienced Nazirus and you experienced Kedusha and Ruchnius, and now you go back to the Olam HaChulin, that's a tain on you, that's a tviyah, and that's why the Nazir has to bring a chata. So that's the aside that the Stipler takes out of this Gemara, that the more a person grows and the more a person steigs, he shouldn't rest on his laurels and say, yeah, okay, I can now be like everyone else, but fakert, if he reaches higher madrigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects even more from him, and he should use that as an opportunity to steig and grow even further.